This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. My name is Pepin Middlehauser, reading for you an essay by Lewis Holmes, titled Summer Solstice, Yarmouth, Cumberland County, June 21st, 2022. 4:04 a.m. The deep red pink of dawn suffuses the northeast corner of the sky, tucked between the dark silhouettes of Little John and Moshier Islands, while the paler reflection lights the calm water of high tide. The sky is clear and the brighter stars twinkle here and there, certainly a planet among them. I celebrate and dread this day, the culmination of the joyous lengthening of each day that has slowly pulled us from the doldrums of January and February through the riotous joys of April and May, and now into early summer. Gray and leafless at the winter solstice, the slow journey eventually brought the first shots of green in the marsh, the grass, the willows, and so on, until now all is lush and fresh. I rejoice in the bounty of light, the surplus of riches. Already the first notes of the morning chorus of birdsong has begun, the marvelous auditory chaos that fills my heart with peace and light. The pure whistled tones of the cardinal tucked off somewhere unseen in the shrubs by the woods. Another echoes its song off to my left. The irrepressible song sparrow joins in with the multifaceted oh-so-familiar melody. A yellowthroat sings as well, witchety, 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 from the brambles in the ditch between neighbors, yet unseen this year due to some laziness on my part. The water is high and the wind is still, only a few ripples across the surface from the recent passing of an unseen boat. Delightfully, a loon calls, just a piece of the wild wavering call that usually marks freshwater summer nights. I smile and wonder if it is a young bird that is not making the trip inland to breed this year, but rather spending the summer here in the ocean. If so, then here is the wish that it continues to practice its vocalizations all summer. Bittersweet time, the crest of the light of day. Intellectually, I know the warmer days full of water and family and fun lie ahead. Barefoot on the deck, days full of sweat and humidity, and reminiscing about the comfort of putting on extra layers to ward off the winter chill. Insects will swell in numbers and volume, filling the trees and grasses and the night with their endless calls. I can look forward to moth sheets hung against the too bright light as I try to see who is filling the dark skies. Young birds, fawns, clueless young chipmunks, there is so much joy and life in the summer. But tucked away in the corner of my heart, the back of my mind, is the small dread that the clock is ticking. The nights will slowly increase in length. The sunrise will no longer come ridiculously early. I cannot shake the specter of the gray short days of winter, New Year's celebration come and gone, searching for life at the feeder, between ice floes on the water. Every season has its magic, and I love looking out over the frigid waters full of wintering birds fishing and feeding without care. There will be the deeply dark mystical nights filled with innumerable stars, the calls of owls, the distant wails of long-tailed ducks. It is the darkness of winter that primes us for the slow unfolding of spring, makes us revel in the smallest sign of new life, of new growth. In the end, I suppose it is the rhythm of the seasons that makes summer solstice so poignant and rich. I will take comfort in the knowledge of the carefree, easy months of summer ahead, and try to quiet the nagging memories of cold winds and dark mornings. That was Summer Solstice, an essay by Lewis Holmes from the Maine Natural History Observer. Read for you by Pepin Middlehauser. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.